we programmed our brain to remember something, this technique works. And remember to post your declarations in places where you can see them frequently. So it might be your desk at work, your refrigerator, your bathroom mirror, inside your closet. I've seen people even put them on their dashboard in their car. I highly suggest that you remember that your brain and your mind likes consistency. So please try to set up a 21-day regimen where you are creating in your mind that positive new habit. So you get dedicated at the same time each day to your own inner growth. So it becomes a rhythm and it becomes more natural to you. And the most powerful times of the day is first thing in the morning, just before you get up and you become active. And the next time, of course, is just before you go to sleep at night. As you get comfortable and prepare yourself to sleep, repeat selected declarations to yourself until you naturally fall asleep. You're going to find you sleep better and you awaken in a better mood because you have installed information in your subconscious mind, which is actually healing and soothing. Now, at our membership site, I am going to give you a lot of examples of declarations. However, I'm just going to share a few of them with you right now so you get the hang of it. You want to remember, use your name whenever possible and start off with I, then fill in your name, and use always the word now, and always emphasize that word now because you want your subconscious mind to believe it's true now. So, I, Lee Miltier, now take full responsibility for my life and thoughts. I, Lee Miltier, am now in control of my destiny, and I'm excited about the positive changes I'm making in my life. I now love and honor myself for who and what I am at this moment in time, and I am getting better and better every day. So, you know, that's just a couple of things that you can remember. One I really like is I love my body and eat only foods that are nourishing to me. I love to exercise. Those kind of things. Years ago, when I was trying to lose weight and quit smoking at the same time, and I don't really recommend you try to do two habits at the same time, but, you know, I was a little ambitious at the time. What I did was I looked for role models. And role models are very important to us because role models are people who have clearly been able to change their lifestyles and their behaviors. And when we observe these people, we can clearly see that they had a strategy and a plan that helped them obtain their dreams. So why reinvent the wheel? Why not study someone who's already learned how to make it happen? Mold and shape their strategies into your own lifestyle, personality, but it'll be a great shortcut and inspiration to you. I would like for you to give yourself permission to have great persistence. Persistence is one of the most important things to any kind of success in life. If everything were easy, everyone would be successful. So, think of it this way. Persistence is an essential factor in transforming desire into reality. You see, persistence is the ability to keep moving forward, even when you don't see immediate positive results. It is the internal commitment to withstand setbacks again and again without giving up. So, if you're willing to give yourself permission to see yourself in a new light, and if you are willing to work with yourself, you can acquire the skills needed to transform your old bad habits into new positive behaviors and literally change your own future and destiny. As a homework assignment for you, I want you to enjoy your successes. Start to catch yourself doing things right and congratulate yourself often. Begin to appreciate yourself. Count your blessings. You see, by dwelling on feelings of success, you're actually imprinting on your computer, your mind, that much more confidence to handle the challenges of the future. You see, all of our energy will create some type of repercussion or result. If we start to focus and remember circumstances and feelings of mastery in the different areas of our lives, we will actually imprint on our computer and it will help us create those successes that we dearly want. Your thoughts do create your beliefs and your beliefs create your reality. So, Instead of feeling sorry for yourself about how hard it is to break away from old behaviors, I hope I have given you the knowledge to empower you that you have choices. Shift your focus on the things you want to do now. Do something you've always wanted to do, but have been waiting for everything in your life to be perfect before you do it. If you've been avoiding joining that exercise class because you don't think you're slim enough to wear, you know, something that looks good, go out and buy something and go anyway. Be adventuresome. Start to take new risks. I promise you, you're going to feel better about yourself. When you feel better about yourself, you are strengthening your own ability to break away from the old habits, and truthfully, you're giving yourself the power to create the new you. And remember this, success is not a destination, it is a journey. The past is a locked door. Whatever mistakes or failures you've ever had, they're nothing but simply great tutors and educators for the success that you can create in the future. I want you to think of your past setbacks as simply gifts of wisdom, so use them wisely and know that the future will take care of itself if you can start to take care of the present. And in conclusion, I'd like to remind you that don't let any other people's fear of change stop you from being the person you want to be. Change can be frightening to other people, not just for you, but the people around you who have become accustomed to you being a certain way. And you may find your friends and loved ones trying in subtle ways to sabotage your efforts. Just know they're really not trying to hurt you. It's just that your new behaviors are out of their comfort zones. So don't take it personally and don't let it affect you. Remember, your point of power in this lifetime is this very moment. So do something that makes you feel empowered, successful, and powerful. This is Lee Miltier calling it a wrap. Talk to you next month.